Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom. Kind of tough. We are starting about the seventh line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh, Mermsar, Basi, Baka, Moshe, Hernish, Amal, should I have an Aliyah? Especially that said, Machin, Misha, Nishal, Chacham, Hutar. Also, somebody who asked a Chacham and he mattered his nether. This is referring to a person who made nether that he's not going to cut his hair. In order to get this annulled, to have it removed, he has to go to a Chacham who now has to find a Pesach, an opening, which enabled Chacham to release him from the nether. The way this works is that the Chacham has to find some sort of reason that had the person known about this beforehand, who never made the nether in the first place, this Pesach, his hatter for the nether was found on Chol Moed, the person allowed to get a haircut. Ask the Gemara Man and Kamen, what are we referring to? Imish initial cut in the regel. If the person was ready to show on his nether and he got released from it before Yom Tif, lo yigalach. So he's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol Moed. He should have done so before. And Mishal lo yishal cut in the regel. If he had not asked the Chacham before Yom Tif and it was only on Chol Moed that the Chacham released him, well, al yigalach, he still shouldn't be allowed to get a haircut because he should have asked the Chacham before Yom Tif. So Alakinan Kamen, rather, what are we referring to? Mishal initial cut in the regel. He did ask the Chacham before Yom Tif, but v'loy matzah pesach l'nidrei. He didn't find the pesach for the person's nether el beregel, except for on Yom Tif on Chol Moed, and so that's when he's allowed to get a haircut. Kadar of Shim Rebbe, is just like the case of Shimon's son Rebbe, Lemata Pesach Nidroi, they didn't find the Pesach for his nether, meaning all the Chum were trying to figure a Pesach for Shim Rebbe's nether, whatever it was, Ad Shabba Echem Ezekne Agalil, until one of the king from Galil came, and this time when some say, Rav Shim Belazar Hava, there's Rav Shim Belazar, and what happened? Vahav Nasav Le Min Hacho, Mekim Le Hacha, Nasav Le Min Hacho, Mekim Le Hacha, the Zakein or Rav Shim Belazar was bringing Rav Shim Rebbe from this place to that place, from that place to another place, having discussions with him, trying to find the Pesach for his nether, Adakime Goy Shimsha, until he brought him out into the sun, Mafli Manoi, he started taking the lice out of his clothing. So Amalei, they told Rav Shim Barebi, Ilu Avisa Yadad, if you would have known, the Hadain Saba Avalon Hachin, that this Saba, this elder, would have done this to you, another Havisa, would you have made a nether? Amar Loin, so he told them, Loi, I never would have made my nether if I knew this would be the situation. So for Sharlei, they released him from his nether, because that's a Pesach. Then, Valei Amrin, they asked him, meaning they asked Zakin or Rav Shim ben Elazar, Hadam Anonlach, how did you know this? How did you know to schlep him from here to there and there to here and make a whole constitutalu? And that itself was the Pesach for the nether. So when he responded to them, Misharis Rav Meir Yisi Bevarcha Shnaim, I was a Misharis, the attendant of Rav Meir, when he ran away twice. There's a discussion if he ran away once or just twice. Either way, he's saying, I was Rav Meir's Misharis, and I learned this from him. V'yashayim, some say that Maklash Rav Meir Haisa B'yadai, he had the staff of Rav Meir in his hand, V'yahaisa Malam De'das, and that taught him knowledge. In other words, he was a Talmud of Rav Meir, and he learned so much from him, it's as if he had Rav Meir's proverbial staff in his hand, meaning he had such wisdom from Rav Meir, that's the way that he knew it. We go into another discussion, Tanu, we have a Braisa, Kol Elusha Amrim Gachan Maid, all those that we said in the Mishnah, they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol Maid. They're also allowed to get a haircut within 3 days of Avelos, which means, let's say a person had an Oinus, for example, he was put in jail, and then when they released him from jail, but it turns out that he's within the first 30 days of Avelos, one of his close relatives died. So his Braisa is telling us that he's allowed to receive a haircut then. Why? Because it's no different than getting released from jail on Chol Maid. He's allowed to take a haircut. Same thing, he got released from jail now, even though really, when a person's in Avelos, he's in Shloshim, the first 30 days after the close relative died. Midrabanan, he's not allowed to get a haircut. We're makel with this fellow because, again, he had an oinus. For example, he was in jail, so he's allowed to receive a haircut. Those that teach Asr, that's actually Asr for him to get a haircut. Those that teach us Mutter for him to get a haircut. Now, Amr Chazar Chista explains that actually it's not a machlaikas. If it's this case that we just gave, the example was that he got released from jail and then it turned out he was within 30 days of Avelos, everyone agrees that it's Asr for him to get a haircut. So how do we explain this? Mad or Mutter, the one who holds that he's allowed to get a haircut, Bishyesham Regel. That's referring to where Yom Tif came up in the middle of Shloshim. Meaning not that he was ba'inus, that he was in jail, for example, is that he was in Avelos, but within the Shloshim, within that first 30 days of Avelos, Yom Tif came. So it's in that situation that he's allowed to get a haircut, so he doesn't enter Yom Tif in a state of nevel. Whereas Manda Amar Asr, the one who says it's Asr, Mishain Shem Regel, that's when there's no Yom Tif. And as we had said, everyone agrees to that case. He would not be allowed to get a haircut in the middle of Shloshim, even if, let's say, he had gotten released from jail. The Gemara suggests Masisa, Mesayeh L'Rav Chizda, that's a proper Girsa. The following Brisa is Raya for Rav Chizda. What does the Brisa tell us? Harishta L'Kvu Avelov Zacharzel. Let's say a person had Avelos jump on him and attacked him, so to speak, one after another. For example, Loyalenu, a person's child died, and then a short while later, he had yet another child die when he was still within Avelos of the first one. What is he allowed to do after the first Avelos ends, but he's still in the middle of the second one? Raise a Mekel Besakin with Misperes. He could lighten his hair with a knife, meaning he could take a razor and trim his hair a little bit, or with Misperes, likely broken scissors, where each side is able to be used as somewhat of a knife. Avalov Misperayim, but he's not allowed to use regular scissors, which means he has to get a haircut with a shinoi. Now here's the question, which is going to end up being a Raya for Rav Chizda. Why don't we just treat the second Avelos vis-a-vis the first one as if it's a case of Ines, and he should be allowed to get a regular haircut out with, in other words, the din that we started out with, which we had suggested, that let's say a person was released from jail and he was in the middle of Shloshim, he's allowed to get a regular haircut. Why would this not be the very same case? He had an Ines, which means he was in Avelos for his first child that died. Then in the middle of that Avelos, another child died, putting him into Avelos a second time. So when the first Avelos is over, it's like he's, so to speak, being released from jail, and even though he's in Avelos for a second child, he still should be allowed to get a haircut because now he's released from the first one. However, the Braisa doesn't say that. It says he has to get a haircut with a shinoi. Savalayas amres al bnei kavod regel. It must be that the only hetter to get a haircut in the middle of avelos, if there's a yomtif then he can get a regular haircut. But if it's not yomtif, it's just he's coming off of an oinus, such as being released from jail or an avelos, he's not allowed to get a haircut. However, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Bai, he asks on this, nicha b'saych shiva. This makes sense if the second avelos was within 7 days of the first one. This term shiva is like what we call shiva. A person's nifter, so that first week is called shiva. So we just said makes sense if the second avelos happened within 7 days of the first one, so he's not allowed to get a haircut. But b'saych shloishim, would you say that applies even if it happened within 30? Why is that? Because Hasra v'chananya chavrin drabanon, v'chananya the colleague of the rabban asks as follows, v'atani, we have a brisa, it tells us, ayilu dvaram sh'avel asr ben kol shiva. The following things an avel is not allowed to do within that first 7 days. And one of those things is getting a haircut. And the question is, in b'saych shloishim u'asr, if this brisa that we tried to bring as a raya for Rav Chisda is true, the one's not allowed to get a haircut in the middle of shloishim when he finished some sort of oinus, well then b'saych shiva like kol shekein, wouldn't it be obvious that within shiva, he wouldn't be allowed to take a haircut either? What's this brisa telling us? That an avel is not allowed to take a haircut within 7 days. If he's not taking within 30, he's not taking within 7. Therefore, you're going to get one base on top. Lois Amris, Ella B'shalakvu Avelim. This brisa must have been only said when he had one Avelis period after another within Shiva within 7 days, and that's why he's not allowed to take a haircut like regular. Hada Amris. So this clearly tells us, Shuhu Mutter, that is permitted. Meaning, like what we had started out this sugya with, our original understanding before Rav Chisda came along, that's really the proper way to understand when a person comes off of an Inus, he got released from jail, or even two Avelis in one after another, and the second Avelis happened within Shloishim, not within Shiva, he's allowed to take a regular haircut, even though there's no regular, there's no yomtif that came about. Now, Rav Matanya, he just further clarifies, Manda Amar Asr, the one who had said that it's Asr to take a haircut, that was in the Braisa quoted previously, what's that referring to? Kedarkiv Misparayim. It just means he's not taking a haircut like regular. With scissors, he has to do with a shinoi. Continue to discuss things that may or may not be done in these times, Chalmayit and Avelos, Safra Munatil Siparnayim. What about trimming the mustache or cutting one's fingernails? So, Istanayatani, Beregel, Mutter, Ubeevel, Asr. There are those that say that when yomtif comes up in the middle of Avelos, so he's allowed to trim his mustache and cut his fingernails, but by Avelos he's not allowed to, whereas Isser and Tani, those teach the opposite. Beregel Asr ube'evil Mutter. When Yom Tov comes up, he's not allowed to, but during Avelos he is allowed to. Now we clarify these two sides. Mandor and Beregel Mutter, the one that says that when Yom Tov comes up, he's allowed to, what's that referring to? B'she'ashem Regel, when there's a Yom Tov in the middle of Avelos. But ube'evil Asr, when he says in the middle of Avelos it's Asr, that means b'she'ashem Regel. If there's no Yom Tov in the middle of Avelos, he's not allowed to trim his mustache or cut his fingernails. Whereas Mandor and Beregel Asr, according to the other Mandor, that Beregel it's Asr, why is that? B'she'ashem Arama, because we're afraid of Arama, trickery. We're afraid the person's going to say, oh, I'm allowed to cut my fingernails on Chol Hamoed, so he's just going to wait till then to do so and not cut them beforehand. Whereas Be'evil Mutter, the reason why it'd be Mutter on Avelos, that's B'shein Shom Arama, because we're not afraid of Arama. We're not afraid a person's going to make something up like this and delay because a person can't plan for Avelos. What's a halacha? Reb Chiya Bar Ashi says B'shein Rav, halacha k'devei mishu mekel kan vikan. The halacha is like the one who's mekel over here and there, meaning both regarding Avelos and Chol Hamoed. Whereas B'shein Bar Abba says B'shein Rishu ben Levi, halacha k'devei mishu mekel behalchas Evel. The halacha is like the one who's mekel by halchas Avelos. Now Rav Amar, he says, Safam kentil sipranayim l'chol davar. Trimming the mustache is like cutting fingernails in regards to everything. I mean, just like a person's allowed to cut their fingernails when they're long in their ma'os, same thing with the mustache. Now, Amar Yirmiyah, he clarifies, ubavad benoitais, that's only if they're leaning, meaning if the hairs of his mustache are leaning over his lip, going into his mouth, and he's not able to eat properly, only then he's able to trim them. Rabbi Yisrael Nachman says, b'shem ruchanina, zug balafnei Rebbe, there's a pair of people that came to Rebbe, b'safam kentil sipranayim, they asked about trimming the mustache and cutting the fingernails, v'hitil lahem Rebbe, and Rebbe was matir for them. And Rabbi Yisrael says, b'shem ruchanina, shnei zugas hayu, there was two pairs, echad mi amson v'echad mi yadad, one was from this place called Amson, the other one Yadad, ala echad b'safam v'echad m'tiel supranayim, one pair was asking about a mustache, the other pair was asking about fingernails, v'hitil and Rebbe, and Rebbe mattered it for them. Kadar Shmuel Bar Abba, like the story that happened with Shmuel Bar Abba, damches achasei, his sister passed away, v'yosef mitzamei tifroi, and he was sitting, cutting his fingernails during Shiva, zolok Rabbe Elazar l'gabei, Rabbe Elazar went to visit him, v'loik esisun, he didn't cover them, he didn't hide them from Rabbe Elazar, whereas zolok Rabbe Nosson Bar Abba l'gabei, Rabbe Nosson Bar Abba came to visit him, ukesisun, and he did hide them, he covered them from Rabbe Nosson. Now obviously Rabbe Nosson noticed this, so Amrle, he asked him, Min kumay Rabbe Elazar, loik esisinun, min kumay at mechasiloin, in front of Rabbe Elazar, you don't hide them, you don't cover them, but in front of me, you do. So Amrle responded to him, Umat Savar, what do you think? Da'at chaviv alaik Rabbe Elazar, that you're beloved to me like Rabbe Elazar is? Rabbe Elazar and I are extremely close, and therefore this is still considered bitsina, it's still considered in private, but you're not as close to me, therefore it's not considered bitsina, it's not private, it's more like farhesia in the open, and that's why I have to hide my fingernails from you. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss Halachas Chol Hamoed, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.